Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me for this first segment of the program is Kaylin Cardoza. She is the floor manager and senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. It's so nice to see you. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
Yes, of course. So today we kind of want to talk about marijuana 101, I think, especially for people who are not familiar with it or maybe used it a long time ago and don't know really what they're doing or the advancements or really any of the basic information about marijuana. I thought that we would have a chat today just about that to make people feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So you as a company, as Mercy Wellness, want to make sure that your customers are having a great experience. And one of the things that you do is you ask them questions after their experience and send them surveys. What kinds of feedback are you getting?
So the surveys that we've been doing, like you said, we want to hear from our patients and our customers about what it is that they want or what they're using marijuana for.
Mm-hmm.
So with one of the last surveys we did, we found the five main things that people are using cannabis for is pain, anxiety, fun, illness, and sleep. So there's a wide variety, other varieties of what people are coming in to use it for.
Sure.
But based off of the survey, those are the things in particular that people are coming in to try to find relief from.
Right. And I think that pain is at the top, but fun is also in there.
Fun's in there. Yeah. Fun is
an important part of this conversation as well. So when you know that these are sort of the main things, does that form how you're talking to your customers as they're coming in?
Yeah. It gives us an opportunity to be able to gear even how our shop is set up to make people feel more comfortable or so that we're able to really pinpoint if, you know, we see tons of people a day, how are we able to capture if people are coming in for those five main things, how can we kind of market towards them and gear them in the right direction when they come in to know, like, we know that this is what people are coming in for.
Right, right. And really tailor that experience for them. So let's start with a term that people maybe hear a lot, and I hope I'm going to say this right. Cannabinoids?
Cannabinoids.
Okay, so what are cannabinoids?
Yeah, so cannabinoids are chemical compounds found in cannabis that interacts with receptors in your body. So THC is a cannabinoid, CBD is a cannabinoid, and it's chemical compounds secreted from cannabis flowers to help provide the relief of symptoms such as pain, nausea, anxiety, inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that covers everything, whether it is psychoactive or non-psychoactive. All of those different chemical elements in the plant are cannabinoids.
Yes. And cannabinoids imitate compounds that our bodies naturally produce. So the ones that we naturally produce are endocannabinoids. So everybody naturally produces endocannabinoids.
So this for me is so fascinating that our body already has receptors for cannabinoids and we make them ourselves. We
produce them ourselves. Babies, everyone has endocannabinoids.
Right.
So that's why your body typically reacts pretty well to any type of ratio
right.
for marijuana is because you're giving your body that or giving your body stuff that it naturally produces anyways.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So, okay, so then our next question. THC is the acronym that we hear all the time. What is THC?
Yes. So, like I just said, THC is a cannabinoid,
mm-hmm.
But it works by binding to a cannabinoid receptors that are located in your brain and your central nervous system, and that's what is responsible for the euphoric high. So when people are feeling the high, it's because of the THC cannabinoid.
Okay. All right. So if you see on a package or if you're interested in that sort of altered effect, THC is what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a way to know, like, how much THC is in something? Is that on the packages?
Yeah. Almost. Okay. I'm pretty sure almost every single package
will tell you the
will
milligrams.
Have you.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have some type of milligrams for the whole entire bottle or the whole entire package of how much THC
okay.
is in,
right.
included in the whole entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also separated by how much per dose. as well. So some packages don't have the dosing instructions on there, but for the most part, everything has to have labeled on there how much THC or CBD, or if it's a ratio, what the ratio of THC to CBD is. So it's all on the package.
All right. So it should be very clear on the packages. And if you have any questions, obviously talk to someone at Mercy Wellness and they can explain a little bit further what that ratio might mean or what kind of effect it might have.
Yeah. And most of the time when people come in, it's about 50-50. Sometimes people come in knowing what they want, know they don't want any THC. And some people come in knowing that they want something with high THC or low THC. And so that's what Mercy, you know, our bud tenders on the floor, they go out there and that's one of the questions they'll ask is, you know, what your tolerance is, or if you're using, what effect you're trying to feel. Because some people come in saying, I don't want any psychoactive high, then we know to direct you to a CBD product that has minimal THC in it.
Okay, great. And then let's talk a little bit about THC itself and that there are different strains, right? So there is sativa and indica. Now, these aren't necessarily strains, or are they? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that I'm asking the right questions
because
there's so much to know.
Yeah, so there's sativa, indica, and hybrid.
Okay.
So those are kind of what it's separated as, and then there's a ton of different strains underneath those.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I was using the wrong word. Strain's not the right word. Okay. Let's bring Joe into the conversation because he can help us out with that. So give us a little bit of an overview of sativa, indica, and hybrid.
Yeah, so when I used to be a butt tender, one of the ways I would explain it to simplify things, I would be like indica, indica couch. Traditionally,
indica couch.
Traditionally, indicas are going to be something that's going to be a little more sedative, a little more relaxing, a little more appetite inducing. Sativas are going to be something a little more uplifting. You know, some stuff you might want to get some house chores cleaned up around the house.
Sure.
You know, things like that. So you
go out for a hike.
Yeah, you might enjoy some Jack Herrera, which is my favorite strain for when you want to get stuff done. And then hybrids are kind of a blend of both, something where you can kind of get the mutual side effects from both sides, but without having to go in one way too much or the other. So there is a lot to choose from. She's right. There's hundreds of different strains in each classification.
Right.
And that's why the education.
Classification. That was the word I was looking for. I was like, it's not like a strain. It's a classification.
I got you.
That's,
no problem.
That's what I needed.
No problem. All right.
Thank you. Joe to the rescue. I love it. All right.
Classification.
So there may be certain reasons why you would choose a sativa over an indica or choose a hybrid, depending on what kind of effect you're looking for.
Yeah, and when you're first trying things out, it is important to really listen to your body. So for me, like, I don't smoke very often. And when I do, I have really high anxiety. So it's probably not the best idea for me to get something that's going to up my heart rate even more, which I kind of tend to stay away from, like, very high sativa strains because that gets me a little more anxious. Like, I don't need any more. I need to calm down a little bit. So I usually do like hybrid or indica hybrid where it's like leaning more on the indica side, but it has a little bit of that uplifting. So I'm not falling straight asleep.
Sure.
So.
Wow. Okay. So that's also very interesting. And when you are approaching different products, it is a question that you should be bringing up with your bud tender.
Yeah. And some people don't know the right questions or the right information to give your bud tenders. And I feel like Mercy, that's one thing that we're really good about is when you come in, we're asking you those questions as what effects, like, what are you trying to treat? What are you trying to feel? And if we have someone looking at flower, like, are you prone to getting anxiety or paranoia? Because if you are, we're probably not going to recommend certain strains.
Right.
So we know the questions to ask. So if you don't know the questions to ask, that's what we'll help you with when you're coming.
Great. Let's also talk about CBD. It seems to be in the news quite a bit. People are curious about it, especially because it is the non-psychoactive cannabinoid. So what is CBD?
Yeah, so CBD, another chemical compound found in cannabis, but it doesn't act on the same pathway that THC acts on. So that CBD is non-psychoactive. A lot of people do come in. CBD is kind of like a newer thing that a lot of people are finding out about.
Sure,
so they're coming in and wanting to find out what all that's about.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are using that for pain relief without the high, to an extent, and then inflammation and anxiety.
Okay, great. I've also heard that CBD works better if there's a little bit of THC in the mix.
A little activated a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Because everything, like Care by Design, who was one of our guest speakers on here a couple shows back, their product specialize in CBD ratios, but all of their CBD ratios have a little bit of THC because you need a little bit of that THC to help activate that.
Okay. So if someone is concerned, though, about having a high, if something is high CBD but has just a tiny bit, say 18 to 1 or 30 to 1 or something like that of CBD to THC in a mix, do you have a risk of getting high off of something like that?
You do. We can't promise, you know, if someone comes in and says like that they're really terrified of getting high, mm-hmm. can you promise me that 18 to 1 isn't going to cause that? Like, no, we can't. Okay. Promise that.
Sure.
But the risk is a lot lower right. of causing that psychoactive high.
Okay.
So most people that are really nervous about that high will just take really tiny amounts. And like you said, as long as your CBD intake is much higher than your THC intake, the risk of you getting a psychoactive high is much lower. Mm-hmm. But not like completely
sure.
out
sure.
of the question.
Yeah. And that's why knowing dosages and knowing yourself and also being very careful about how you take the product.
Super important.
Right. And keeping notes about how you react when you take it.
Yep.
So all of those things.
I work with a lot of seniors mm-hmm. and that is one thing, like having a dosing log for how much you took, how you felt, how long it took for those effects to wear off, yeah. how you felt the next day if you're using it for sleep, like mm-hmm. all your body, just listen to your body. Your yeah. body knows what it needs. And if you know, cannabis is one thing you do. You have to try out a couple different things before you find what works best for you. But right. it's a process.
Yes. Yes. And it's very fascinating. Let's also talk about the way that you can use cannabis. You mentioned that you don't like to smoke. So besides smoking, what are other ways to use cannabis?
So there's smoking and vaping, like with the vape cartridges, mm-hmm. Edibles, which those are the top two most widely known ways of ingesting. There's also tinctures, which is an oil that you take sublingually under your tongue. Mm-hmm. Topicals, which is lotions, creams, and then capsules.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of different ways that you can try. Most people, they don't want to smoke. Or, right. you know, the seniors, because I work with a lot of seniors, smoking is probably not the best thing for them.
Right.
And patches as well.
Oh,
so,
patches.
Yeah,
okay.
we have all these different types of varieties to choose from. So if you come in and you don't want to smoke, a lot of people just don't know that there's a lot of other options. Mm-hmm, so right. that's what we, you know, we'll ask you, what's your preferred method of medicating? And if someone says, I have no idea. Smoking? No, I don't want to smoke. Okay, we're going to take you right. to a different case where there's all these other options of how to medicate.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's good that there's lots of different options because that can be one thing that turns someone away from thinking marijuana is for me because I don't smoke and I don't have any desire to smoke.
Right, and when you're smoking, there's not really a way for you to tell how much you're taking in.
In terms of dosage.
Gotcha. Yeah, so okay. a lot of people are gearing more towards like the edibles or tinctures because it's you can dose yourself. You can do it in lower increments to where you can find what works best for you.
Right.
You're not just like taking a hit and then waiting to see how you feel.
right.
Where it's a lot of that makes people nervous. So yeah. knowing that people have the control over how much they're taking in at a time really helps. I think that's what helped open people being more open to trying it as well because
sure.
they know that they can dose themselves.
Right. There's so much more that we can talk about. And
yeah.
we do have to sort of keep this contained as a conversation.
Yeah.
But in general, how long, and knowing that everybody's body is different and their mm-hmm. chemistry is going to affect all of this, in general, how long does it take if, say, you have an edible for the edible to take effect?
So edibles could take 1 up to 2 hours before it hits you because it's going through your digestive system. Whereas when you're smoking, it's immediate. It's going
into your lungs
into the bloodstream.
Right. Okay, right.
Where edibles are just going straight through your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't really think about, too, like if they've had something to eat. If you're taking an edible on an empty stomach.
Oh, okay.
Right,
that would make a difference.
That might affect it.
Okay.
Also the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a lot of different things that affect how fast sure. your metabolism.
Right.
Like I have a slow metabolism, so it may take up to 2 hours for me to feel something.
Sure.
So it all just depends on the delivery method you're choosing.
Right.
And then tinctures, that's why a lot of people like tinctures compared to edibles because it's a little bit faster than edibles.
And that's the sublingual.
And that's the sublingual oil that you can take under the tongue.
Okay.
So they all the different delivery systems affect a little bit differently.
All right. We're learning a lot today, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And this is just sort of the tip of the iceberg. These are the basic sort of overview questions. And really, when you go to Mercy Wellness, it's a good idea to go and talk with someone and really have that conversation, because this should be tailored just to you, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. Because everybody...
Everybody's different. Exactly. Your prior experience, your medical situation, everything is going to impact how you're using the product. So it's always good to have a conversation. Well, I really appreciate you having this conversation with me.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
We'll see you then at Mercy Wellness.
Yeah.
Kaylin Cardoza is the floor manager and senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. This is Can I Help You? We'll be right back on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the kitchen. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I'm Michelle Marquis, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual products that you can get at Mercy Wellness. And I had so much fun, Joe, I have to tell you, at your 420 celebration, Cannibration.
Yes.
It was fantastic. I had a great party going on, and it was really nice, a really great experience to go in, check out the products, check out the store, and then have some fun as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. I definitely want to thank all the vendors and all of the people that came that day. It was really special, so yes. I'm glad you got to be a part of that.
So can you introduce our next vendor?
Sure thing. Yeah, today we brought in someone who I've known for about 4 years. We worked with together at the shop. Mm-hmm. His name is BJ Hughes. He's the owner and founder of SOG Army. We carry his flower and concentrates. How you doing, BJ?
Good. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. So we just want to start with how'd you come up with the name SOG Army?
Well, it was through the online communities in 95. There was really nowhere to talk about cannabis then. And, you know, especially being in the Deep South, the only way I could talk about it was on the forums. So I found Overgrow, and the name I chose was SOG Army because it was a growing technique that would enable you to have a high turnaround of That's awesome. Plants, you know, per year with a high yield, which was, you know, where I was, it was really important.
That's the sea of green.
That's the sea of green. That's what it means. The sea of green.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. And then what more can you tell us about the business?
So, well, the business is a craft cannabis company. And it started out in a really small mom and pop farm in Healdsburg when I moved to California. I teamed up with an older guy that was in his 70s now. He was in his 60s when we started. Okay. And it's a mixed light farm.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can we tell the viewers and the listeners what mixed light means for them?
Mixed light is a greenhouse where we use the sun, and then we also use HID lighting to try to mimic the best day ever in the summertime.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Awesome. And then what makes you different than the competition that's out there? I know there's a lot of concentrate companies, a lot of people growing flower.
Well, we always try to come up with new genetics that no one has. Like, that's always been our core value as a company, to have new and really tasty genetics that no one has, and try to bring them out to the public in a way that maybe before the only grower would see that. So we were just trying to make a product to where whenever a person opens a jar from SOG Army, they don't really have to look at the name. They're really confident that they know it's going to be amazing.
And earlier we were talking about strains with the audience. What kind of strains do you guys specialize in?
Lately, it's been trying to be just the rarest cultivars, mostly things that no one's ever seen before. We're trying to go for not the normal, just OG. Like, we really want to have something that maybe you've never heard the name, but when you open the jar, you're blown away.
Fantastic. And what would you say is that strain for you guys right now?
It's always different.
Yeah.
So, like, right now it's Mac 1, but, I mean, it could be different in 6 months probably.
And what is the Mac 1? Is that an indica, sativa, or a hybrid?
Sativa hybrid.
Sativa hybrid. So yeah. Something more, a little bit more for the head, you'd say?
I'd say more for the head, it seems to hit. Yeah, but there's a full bodiness to it also, because there's 25% indica in there.
Fantastic. And so what's coming up on the horizon? I know I've been excited about the concentrates at the shop. What else are you working on?
Really, we're actually doing more concentrates and a lot more flavors. We just brought in all new genetics. Previously, we had been working about the same 10 strains. Now we're bringing in like 15 new cultivars that we found over the past 5 years.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then, I mean, I know where I can get a hold in touch with you guys. Where can the listeners learn more about SOG, and where can they find the latest news and stuff?
SOG at Instagram, SOG Army, or SOGArmy420@gmail.com.
That's awesome.
And BJ, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into cannabis?
I got into cannabis really because there was no option where I lived. I grew up in the Deep South. Mm-hmm. There was nothing available. It was really hard to come up with anything that you really wanted to smoke. And my dad and his friends had a small garden.
Oh, okay.
And I knew that the weed I stole from my dad was better than, you know, what my friends are able to get. So
sure.
I kind of figured it out really early that you needed to grow your own.
Right. Yeah. Did you learn anything from your dad about growing marijuana?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, really? My father taught me how to grow. We had a there was always a cannabis garden around growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, so I'm sure it takes a bit of a team to do what you guys are doing. Out at that property at Hillsburg, I believe, was it Brandon?
It's Brandon Sloan at the property at Hillsburg. He's been with me since the very beginning in the war zone.
Yeah, in the war zone.
and then now we teamed up with two other guys, Doug Freitas and Ty Sowers, on our warehouse in Santa Rosa. So, and Anthony Litz runs that one.
And the project name of that one?
NCM Growth Corp.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the Mac. I noticed in our preparation notes that you are working on some rebranding, and you've got some great artwork that you're going to put together with this Mac 1.
Oh, yeah. So Sam Flores, who's a Bay Area graffiti artist, is teaming up with us on that to make a custom jar for that release.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and some other strains too. Really, all of our strains that kind of we think are going to be really special, we're going to release with special artwork.
Yeah, and I think that marketing effort really does make a difference, because, I mean, you know, that can be something that draws someone's eye when they're coming into a dispensary and want to see something that looks really cool and speaks to them.
Yeah, you want to have a brand that speaks to consistency when they look at that logo or they see that name, that it's something that's trusted.
Right.
I think that's what every person's kind of going for, I believe. And you're only as good as your last drop or your last cultivar, which is the flower. So like he said, I'm sure it's always revolving, because you want to try to find the next best thing for people to enjoy.
Right,
so
right.
I myself enjoy the Mac 1 very much.
Okay.
Very good strain, tasty. The terpene profile on it is wonderful. So yeah, I do like that one.
Very fun. And can you give out that contact information on Instagram if people can look you up a little
bit? SOG Army at Instagram,
okay.
And SOGArmy420@gmail.com.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing the details about your story and your brand. Very cool. BJ Hughes is the owner and founder of SOG Army, and Joe Sullivan is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks, Michelle.
It's a lot of fun. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks here with Canna Help You. This is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. Learn more by sending an email to Canna. Canna Help You at mercywellness.com. And that's C-A-N-N-A, Canna Help You at mercywellness.com. This is KSRO.